Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everyone. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and we really are coming to you from the Renaissance, our studio inside Renaissance Bank. We're excited to be back, folks. Excited that the pandemic is lightening enough that we're able to be here in our studio on Windward Parkway in Alpharetta. And folks, just a quick reminder, if you're tired of the big bank experience, and you know what I mean, 1-800 numbers, computer-generated voices, you can't get a live person, my suggestion is go to renaissancebank.com, find your local office, some 200 across the South ready to serve you, and check them out. Call that local office, and you'll find a real person. There are real people in this office here on Windward Parkway in Alpharetta, and there are across the Renaissance footprint. And I think what you'll find is that Renaissance is big enough to serve pretty much anything you throw at them, serve that need. They're small enough to do it in a personal way. Renaissance Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. And now I want to welcome Stuart Oberman. Stuart is with Oberman Law Firm. Stuart, welcome.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Great. Great to have you here. We got a big announcement here shortly, but before we get to that, let's talk about you and Oberman Law Firm. How are you serving folks out there?
Well, it's a full-service law firm. We have a couple niches, if you will, but generally we are in the professional markets. We do a lot of mergers, acquisitions, compliance. We are very, very fortunate, and we'll talk a little bit about this in the show, but we have clients in 28 states. Mm. So we have a national practice, local focus, and personalized service. And one of the areas we're going to talk about is our professional markets.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sort of the niche that we've drawn into. And we've tried to do the best we can serving those local markets. So we're glad to be here.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. So let's get into those professional markets. Talk about the markets that you serve.
Well, it's across professional lines. Our biggest area, of course, is dental, which is going to be the announcement. We will serve all kind of corporates. We have some clients that are 100 million and some are 100,000. So we really try to have a broad base. We'll do a lot in the healthcare circuit, if you will. Telemedicine, dentistry is probably our biggest niche. We will do veterinary medicine. We will do optometry.
Mm.
We will do general corporate mergers, acquisitions, compliance. We will do governmental governance, if you will, non-competes, non-disclosures. So we do a lot of estate planning for our clients on a local basis too. So we try to keep it pretty diverse.
Yeah. So why dental?
Oh gosh, now we're going back in years.
Okay.
Ended up, starting out with a insurance company as insurance adjuster. I was very fortunate. They decided they were going to put me through law school.
Mm.
So went into their in-house counsel program for a while and did everything insurance defense, dental malpractice, and decided that, if I'm going to work 90 hours a week, I might as well do it for myself. So, started in that market, and we just grew into the dental field. One client led to another client, and then next we're in Alaska, California, Florida, Maine, and all arrows in between.
Wow!
So it's been a good journey, and it's an amazing profession. It's an amazing profession.
The power of becoming an expert in a niche as opposed to trying to be all things to all people, right?
It is hard. It is hard to do everything because there's so many areas that you can only branch out into so many areas. The specific areas that we're in are complex enough with all the regulatory matters, the governmental matters. So we, myself and some members of the firm try to focus specifically on the dental field.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have some members of the firm that do some other things. But we try to be very specific on the dental side, and that's our niche, that's our home.
So let's talk a little bit about what's going on in the industry, the dental industry that's affecting your clients that you're giving a lot of advice on right now.
Whew, that's a 3-day conversation. that's a lot of meals and yep. That's a lot of conversation. There's so much going on. I mean, there's you know, we have our startups that are you know coming out of dental school. They have no clue what to do. I mean, because this is not something you teach, and it's a lot of trial and error, a lot of failure. Then we have the guys that you know want to grow and scale. We have some, you know, some of our clients just simply want to own one dental practice. But you've got everything from you know, we're going to talk about, you know, as we get into the podcast series, but all the way from you know, teledentistry down to board complaints, online patient reviews. We're going to, you know, hit you know, intellectual property issues. We're going to hit, you know, internal audits. You know, COVID-19 changed everything. Our guys were good before, but now they need to get better. So there's a whole different compliance world out there now, and you got, you know, OSHA and HIPAA. It's becoming even more regulatory for our guys. So it's there's a lot of change, and we're very fortunate. We have clients in about 28 states, so we can see what's coming east, what's coming west, where these things are coming from. Sort of headed off at the pass. There's a big difference once you get over, you know, over the Mississippi to the eastern side. There's a lot of changes. The west seems to be more liberal. And of course, you get over to the Mississippi side, things are more conservative, so we try to keep those headwinds in front of us pretty far away.
You know, you just mentioned something there that is really an advantage of dealing with someone like you that's deep into a particular market segment, and that is all the learning you get from your clients, right? I mean, you don't just have a handful of dental practices in one local area. You've got them all over the country, and so you can hear what's going on in all these different practices and apply that knowledge to the rest of your clients.
It's amazing. You know, the things that go on in a dental practice is sometimes beyond comprehension. Some of the activities that go on, some of the regulatory matters that are concerns. You know, we have a very, very diverse, you know, we have some clients been practicing for a month, some been practicing for 40 years. So we are pretty well entrenched in the stories. I always say there's not much we haven't done, but then, you know, something, you know, this afternoon will come in my office. I'm like, I had no idea. You know, I had no idea that could happen in a dental practice. And we got a lot of resources to pull from, whether it's accounting, you know, compliance side or you know, financial and consulting. So we try to draw from a lot of resources and everything that, you know, sometimes, you know, before COVID, I was probably out on the road maybe 20, 30 times a year. And the stories are all real. It's some of the things you can't even make up. So it's a lot of real life stuff.
Folks, we're here chatting with Stuart Oberman. He's with Oberman Law Firm. Stuart, let's talk to, you mentioned the startup practice, the dentist that comes out of dental school. It's not that they're not smart. They're extraordinarily smart to get through the dental school, right? And to learn the technical skills that they learn there, but they don't learn necessarily how to run a business, maybe at all. Depending on where they went to dental school. So what advice do you give a startup dentist to be successful?
You know, I have the pleasure of going to speak to a lot of dental schools and you know, before COVID. And the first thing I will tell them is surround yourself with the best people. You're going to have more friends than you ever want to know in professional industry when you get out. You're a high target. You're going to make a good living. You know, first couple years out, you're going to make $200,000 or $300,000. Next thing you know, you're in private practice for 10 years and you're going to be making, you know, $1.2 million a year. You better have some good people. And that's one of the things that we stress in our dental talks with our students. Get your advisors, get your five advisors, get your CPA, get your lawyer, get your financial person, get your banker, get your consultant, and the rest is commentary. You know, surround yourself with good people, use them, leverage them. We all have good people. We all have, I don't care who you are. You got people. Whether you're a lawyer, whether you're Business Radio X, you know, whether you're a CPA firm, you got to have people. And if you don't rely on those people, you don't utilize their advice. How do we scale? Well, who are you talking to? Well, I don't know. I'm reading on the internet. Well, shut down the internet and start talking to people. You know, so it's and we all forget that. You know, whether you've been in business for 20 years, you forget. You think you know it all. And it's, you know, sometimes you're pretty humbled. I think we've all been humbled at some point.
Sure.
It's like, damn, you know, why didn't I talk to this person? I should have talked to this person. So it's constant adjustments, adjustments.
Yeah. So dental service organizations, DSOs, talk about where they are, how they fit in the industry right now, the effect they're having on the independent practice. What does all that look like?
It's a robust market. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's where all the money's at. You know, years ago, you used to have the associate coming in there and buying in, you know, for 80% of 3 years average collections. And that was a good relationship. Or, you know, a lot of doctor-to-doctor sales and a lot of mutual contacts. And you know, years ago, guys were going to study clubs and organizations and, you know, hearing, hey, you know, Dr. Smith is practice for sale. Great, I got an associate over here who may be interested in buying. That world's changed. Now, I would say a substantial part of our mergers and acquisitions on the dental side is DSOs.
Mm-hmm.
And they're changing the complexity. The numbers are amazingly unbelievable. You know, if you got a practice over a million, 1.5 or 2 million, you're selling to corporate because a lot of the banks don't want that risk.
Mm.
And they're going to hope that that a dentist who's buying that individual practice for $1 million can you know proceed with that. But the money the DSOs are throwing around, you've got a couple things on the DSO. So you've got your big boys. You know, you got your Heartlands, you got your big guys. Everyone knows your Aspens. Everyone knows those guys. But then you got a middle market where you've got your doctors who've been practicing for 5 or 10 years. They're done. They want to scale. They want to get out of the mouth. They want to manage. So then those are the guys that are trying to, you know, form organizations and become very aggressive on the marketing, and really throwing around a lot of numbers and throwing around a lot of opportunities. And that's nationwide. I mean, Georgia right now is, you know, some of these offers are 3, 4, 5 deep.
Wow.
It's like a housing market. Mm. And I mean, that's how competitive it is.
Mm.
And those numbers are going up. And at some point, it's got to scale back because you can only consolidate so much cotton. And, you know, it's a hot market right now, and that's leading the charge. But then you get some doctors that just don't want to sell to corporate. And that they just don't want to do it for whatever reason. They got the associate they want to buy in, or they got, you know, they heard it, you know, Dr. Smith down the road was looking to buy. And some are what we call done. I mean, they're earning $300,000 or $400,000 a year gross. They're making a little living, you know, they've been practicing for 30, 40 years. They're not scaling and their practice is on decline.
Mm-hmm.
And they're done. There's no way they're going to go to corporate. So they either got to have someone come in there and build it, or there's going to be a fire sale.
Mm.
So there's a wide range there.
Right. I know that there's a wide ranging answer to this question too, depending on what state of affairs.
So if you have a lawyer, I can't give you a straight answer.
That's
there's
right.
No yes or no's.
Yeah. It depends, right?
Right.
Yeah. So, but advice to that dentist that it's looking at their practice and they think, you know, they want to sell at some point. What advice would you give them to prepare for the sale?
3 years ahead. 3 years ahead, plan for what your numbers want to be. If you're showing a decline, you've got some problems. You better be going up. You better figure out what your numbers are. Your books better be clean. You better stop running the boats through there. You better stop running the expense accounts, the house cleaners through there. You got to clean up your balance sheets a lot because a lot of it is based on EBITDA, what the numbers are. And that's going to range, times multiples. But you've got to be prepared. You can't say, I'm a sell in July. You're not even remotely prepared.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of checklists you've got to do. You got to get financials, your corporate stuff in order. You got to really be on the upswing. So you got to grind it for 3 years to get your maximum value. There's no way to do it. You could do it maybe 24, but that's pushing it. 12 is probably a stretch, but you've got to have that, you know, 3 to 5 year plan. And that's where you got to talk to your people. You got to talk to your financial advisor. You got to figure out what you need to do. What's your balance sheets? Do you have a succession plan? Are you going to bring in that associate? Is it going to buy in? Or are you going to sell to corporate? You know, do you need to beef up your hygiene? You know, do you need to cut back on overhead? So it's a plan. It's a plan. It's got to be a detailed plan.
Folks, again, we're here chatting with Stuart Oberman. He's with Oberman Law Firm. And we've got a big announcement here on a new show that we'll talk about here in just a second. But before we get to that, so let's talk about how you work with your clients and what kind of typically issue or situation opens up a relationship, and then how you work with them over time.
A lot of it is referrals. You know, you can market all you want, and you can, you know, you can be on social media is all you need to be, but when it comes down to business, you know, it's referrals. It's relationships is what it is. So we'll get a lot of calls like, hey, I got this problem. A lot of it is phone calls, or a lot of it is doctors calling us to say, I've got a friend. And usually it is a friend. Usually it's not them. Like a lot of our other clients, usually it's actually a friend, a colleague. Can I help? Can I help? Can I do this? But a lot of it is, you know, starts with a phone call, with an email. And it's, where do I go? Mm-hmm. Sometimes you can help them, sometimes you can't. But a lot of it is just, hey, I got a patient. You know, I will say this, our clients will call us in the middle of a procedure and say it's going wrong.
Wow.
What do I do? And I'm thinking, take a deep breath, get back to the patient as quick as you can. Who's watching them or her? But you look at those kind of things like, hey, you know, I pulled the wrong tooth. Piece, you know, went up into a jaw. You know, I pulled out, you know, damaged a nerve. But a lot of it is, or, you know, I'm going to merge. What do I do? Who do I need to call? And right away, it's like, oh, you have a CPA, do you have a lawyer, do you have, you know, you have a banker. But it's a lot of its initial phone calls, like, where do I go? And they will rely on us heavily where to go because they just don't know. And if we can get clients early enough, that's like any business, you know, any service industry, you get them early enough, it could usually work out. Some things are just, you can't change, or you got to sort of work things around. But usually if you get in early enough, you can get a handle on it, get a grip where things are going, and really move forward on the solutions. And then sometimes you just got to say, you know what, I need to get back to you. I need to think about this. A lot of moving pieces. But it's really that phone call. It's that email. We get a lot of emails, like, or get a text message. Hey, it's John. You know, I got a question, patient issue. You know, or we'll get, if it's serious enough, we'll say, you know, Dr. Jones is expecting your call. He's in surgery right now, but let me get him out. You know, and then I'm like, hey, John, how you doing? And you know, well, yeah, I'm in the middle of a patient. We're doing a root canal, but I wanted to talk to you. Oh, wow. You know, so I guess you get to that point. It's good for us. It's like, oh, it's just okay. You know, that guy's not my dentist, but
yeah,
you
know, right, you know. Right.
But it's that initial phone call. It's that initial, I need help. Uh-huh. You got to figure out where to get them.
Sure. I would love it, before we get to our big announcement about your new show, if you could talk about maybe a success story, or you probably got a lot of them. So we got a limited time here, Stuart. So there are a lot you could mention, I'm sure, but
I need a teleprompter for this one.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, I don't know that it's one success story, but it is getting that particular doctor early enough before they sign a contract and they're done. Early enough where they get a letter from the government, HHS, you're under audit. Get them in early enough, damage control. OSHA comes in, you know, getting them up early enough. You know, again, it's getting us early. It's hard to say what success story is, but you know, a lot of it is on a transition side. And there's a lot of employee turmoil in dental practices. And again, you know, one specific, it's hard. But I would say on the employment side, if they do anything, call us before they do anything. Cause once they do it, you can't, once you fire that employee wrong, or once you post something that's wrong, or once you do something that's wrong, you can't correct it.
Right.
So, you know, on the employment side, gosh, did they get us in early enough where, you know, before that employee goes on the internet and says a lot of bad things about the practice. But, you know, now it's a lot of it's on the acquisition side where we get them in there before the letter of intent, before they, you know, things are binding, before they're ready to close, you know, 2 weeks before getting in touch with you. You know, that's, I mean, again, it's hard to say specifics, but getting us in early to save those problems. Mm-hmm. You know, I may have a story when we come back, you know, next time, but I can't think of anything offhand right now. It's unless you interview, like, what's your most success story? You know, in the interview, he pauses, you know, give me 30 minutes, but, I'll think of something next time.
Okay.
Next time
we're together. Okay. Well, it sounds like you've got too many to talk about in one short show. So, and that's a good problem. Folks, Stuart Oberman with Oberman Law Firm. And, we've got a big announcement. You've got a new show that, that's going to start here on the Business Radio X Network. Why don't you tell everyone about that?
Dental Law Radio could not be more excited. You know, we did a show with, you know, Patrick O'Rourke, amazing experience. And then, you know, went back and thought about some things and really getting information is what it's all about. Getting out information is what it's all about. You know, I've always loved going to the schools. I love, you know, I don't even get paid to speak. I just do it because I love it. You know, I can remember, you know, driving to Nashville one day, speak and come back. It's just that kind of stuff. It's, we have so much information to get out that we can share. And I've always enjoyed getting out and speaking because it's if I could just help that one doctor, and I say this every time I speak, if you walk away with one thing, it's a success. So I thought, you know, after we did the radio station with you and Patrick O'Rourke, why not take it to another level and why not even broadcast what we know to more people and provide, you know, more daily things, more daily tips. And it's, you know, I literally say stuff that if you can save one doctor from a problem, it's a good day.
Yeah.
And that's how we really always felt. You know, you go to these conventions and people say, you know, how'd it go? You know, if you go to the convention looking for a sale, you might as well stay home. It's just not what it's about. And that's the way we've always viewed what we do in our publications, our emails. It's getting it out. And this is a great format to roll. Business X Radio. Here we are.
Yeah. We're excited about this. And folks, this show will be released, early in the morning, every Friday morning. You'll see this roll out here, starting April 30th, 2021. So if you're listening to this show after April 30th, go to dentallawradio.com to find out more information. And go to your local podcast provider or your podcast provider of choice, your podcast app of choice, whether that be Apple, Spotify, Google, what have you, and you'll find the show on all those platforms. So, Stuart, this has been great, and we're excited about rolling this show out with you and partnering with you to do that and getting the good word out and help an educated profession that as you say. A lot of issues that really need to be, that you need to dive into with this show.
Well, John, you've just been amazing to work with. Really have, just professional all the way. You know, you and I met, we laid out a plan on how to really, you know, get things out and get things rolling. You know, Business Radio has been around for a long time, amazing reputation, you know, worldwide basis. And, I couldn't thank you enough for giving us a platform.
I'm excited about it and excited to get the word out, with the good work you're doing. But for those that are listening to this show and have heard something that they want to get in touch with you now on, they don't want to wait for, Dental Law Radio. They want to get in touch with you now. Let's give them that, those coordinates.
You give us a call, you know, we got two offices, One in Loganville, 770-554-1400. Other offices in Cumming, 770-886-2400. You have our email address, of course, is Stuart, S-T-U-A-R-T, at obermanlaw.com. Feel free to reach out to us. We'll be available.
Terrific. Stuart Overman, Overman Law Firm. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, sir. My pleasure.
So, folks, just a quick reminder, if you've got an administrative task in your business, maybe you've got some bookkeeping issues. Stuart mentioned the need for clean books, and that's true for any business. I've got an answer for you that involves picking up the phone and calling Essie Escobedo over at Office Angels. She and her team have been virtual for 21 years. So they, a pandemic does not scare them, and they work with clients like Stuart. They work with clients not just here in the Atlanta area, but all over the country. And you call Essie at 770-442-9246 or go to officeangels.us and check her out there. But explain your problem. And she'll assign an angel to you. They will fly in, get the job done, and fly out. And they do it on an ongoing or as-needed basis. And if you're setting up working on your books at 10 o'clock at night, you've got a better use of your time, and they can help you with that for sure. And make sure it's done right. So I couldn't endorse her enough. I work with her in my business, and makes the trains run on time for me. So I strongly encourage you, if you have that need, to be in touch. And folks, just a quick reminder that North Fulton Business Radio is on all the major podcast platforms. We would love it if you would go on your favorite podcast app and subscribe. North Fulton Business Radio is the search term, and give us a 5-star review. And I'm not asking for me. I'm asking for my guest, who we want others out there to find them. Find the show, find them, and be able to utilize the services of our guests like Stuart that they need. So that would help our guest, and we would love it if you would do that. And we would love it if you connect with us on social media, North Fulton BRX on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. So for my guest, Stuart Overman, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.